Speaking as One, written by Safely Capricious and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel and DC crossover fic, rated mature, featuring the relationship Diana, Wonder Woman, / Natasha Romanoff.
Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Or would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Oh, hold me in your arms tonight.
Natasha stretches out in the cool, soft sheets, feeling her body ache pleasantly, even as she becomes more aware of a few scratches she'll probably want to treat before she goes to bed. "I'll put you down as a maybe then," she says, when Diana comes back from the restroom, still naked and glorious. Natasha, of course, hadn't been able to physically mark her, but that doesn't mean that the mess of her gorgeous dark hair doesn't tell the story clearly enough on its own. Her lips are as red as they always are, a perfectly plump Cupid's bow, and Natasha hungers. "You know it's a no, Natasha," Diana says, reaching for where her underthings have been draped. "You know I'm not going to leave the League to join S.H.I.E.L.D. "Sure," Natasha agrees, staring unabashed as Diana pulls on her silky unmentionables. It's not quite as pleasing as getting to take them off of her, but their interlude is over, and she can at least enjoy this. "But if I tell them it's a firm no, then they'll stop sending me to try to convince you. So, maybe." Diana rolls her eyes and walks over to the bed to lean over it. Her hair forms a curtain that, just for another short moment, blocks out the world and leaves them the only two in it. "You could join me instead, you know." "I'm a spy," Natasha says, reaching up to trace the enchanting line of Diana's brow down to her cheekbone and to the plush softness of her mouth before she curves her hand around the back of her neck and urges her further down, pulling herself up in the process to get another kiss in. "I'm not a superhero." "You could be," Diana says, the argument well worn. "But tell them whatever you want. You know my answer." "I do," Natasha says, stealing one last kiss before Diana pulls fully back and goes to slip her dress back on. No one will miss Natasha at the all-day event she'd stolen Diana from, or at least no one who doesn't know about her mission and what she's supposed to be accomplishing today, but Diana's absence will be noted if she's not around in time for the awards. She's getting one, after all. And Natasha is horrendously proud of her for it. She deserves it. But that's really the point, isn't it? Diana is the sort of person who is publicly getting awards for all the good she does, and Natasha is secretly assassinating people to keep the world spinning. And if all she gets are the little interludes where Diana is willing to play with her, well, it's worth it. She waits until the afterglow has truly faded before getting up to go and take her own shower, mentally writing the report in her head as she goes. "I have to say, you are looking rather like a superhero right now, Black Widow," Wonder Woman says to her as she lands on the rooftop next to her. Natasha leans against the scepter she'd just used to break the portal device and wipes her hair back from her face. She is sweaty and dusty and disgusting, and there are cuts stinging over her hands, and Diana looks gorgeous as always. "Well, you know," she says, straightening carefully. She doesn't think she's about to faceplant, but it's been a day, and that would be embarrassing, faceplanting in front of her crush. "I was in the area." "Yes, I can see that," Diana agrees, flirtatiously, glancing her over. But the eyes she looks at her with are considering and not lustful. Well, Natasha can hardly blame her. She is not feeling particularly sexy right this second. "It looks like the situation is under control," Superman says, flying up and landing next to Wonder Woman. He gives Natasha a nod, but it's clear his words are for his coworker, not for her. Natasha can't help but give an exhausted, woo at that anyways, and Diana's grin stretches a little more real for an instant before she's regarding Superman seriously again. Natasha knows who he is underneath that suit, but it's impressive how he pulls it off. Posture and attitude really do go a long way. She'd tried to tell new recruits that very thing, but given that she wasn't about to go speaking information that she hadn't even conveyed the SHIELD higher-ups, she was hardly going to tell the ducklings that. Still, maybe if they knew the truth, they'd take the lessons more seriously. Diana, she knows, doesn't know that Natasha knows who he is. But then, Natasha only bothered to figure it out because she was worried about the people who supposedly had Diana's back. Bruce Wayne had not engendered much faith in her, for all that he seemed damned dedicated as Batman. And he was, she could admit, also a decent lay. She had a little more faith in Clark Kent, who tried to do well even as an underpaid writer for a dying industry of print news. "Did you see Tony, Iron Man?" she asks, as Superman and Wonder Woman just stand there, probably listening to something on their comms. Probably listening to Bruce, really. "Yes," Superman confirms. "He's a bit dazed, but fine. I think they were talking about getting Mediterranean." Natasha considers. The likelihood of that being food is somewhat higher than Tony wanting to buy an island, but not quite high enough that she doesn't feel like she should get down there to help them. "Can I have a lift, beautiful?" she asks, and gets to watch Superman start as he clearly thinks she's talking to him before he clocks her focus. "Always," Diana agrees, and steps forward to pick her up. Princess hold, which she tends to object to from others, but from Diana, she's fine with it. She's not so showy as to do more than walk to the edge of the building and step off, but that's showy enough, probably, for everyone else. The swoosh of air makes Natasha laugh, giddy, and then Diana is landing and setting her carefully back on her feet. "Call me," she says with a grin, leaning forward to brush a kiss against Diana's unmarred flesh. She leaves dust and dirt behind, which is probably a metaphor, but she doesn't care. She especially doesn't care when Diana pulls her into a longer, more involved kiss before letting her go and saying gently, "Go be with your team. I'll call you." Did Wonder Woman just make out with Natasha, or do I actually have a concussion? Tony asks, leaning heavily on Steve as Natasha walks up, and she just grins. The end.
I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by.